This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you'll be telling us about Chris Kyle. He's a American sniper. Didn't he die or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, he was killed by a veteran.
So apparently maybe he wasn't so honest about his military records,
maybe.
Some are saying. We'll look into that here in moments. But we've been talking about the just decrepit old technology, ancient at this point. In the scale of technology, 1970s is ancient. This is old technology. The U.S. military, and not just the military, the IRS and other federal government agencies are utilizing. A new Government Accountability Office report has identified 10 of the oldest information technology investments, and the report is called sobering and jaw-dropping in how ridiculous some of this old tech is. Military nuclear weapons systems are operating off of an old 1970s IBM Series 1 computer, which has 8-inch floppy drives.
I think that says it all. 8-inch floppy drives.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say about your nuclear deterrent the United States government is so known for. 8-inch floppy drives.
The GAO pointed out, the story from CNBC.com, that aging systems include the Treasury Department's individual master file, which is the authoritative data source for individual taxpayers. It's used to assess taxes and generates refunds.
Well, thank God.
That file is, quote, written in assembly language code.
Assembly language. Now we know.
A low-level computer code that is difficult to write and maintain and operates on an IBM mainframe computer.
That's like the things that fill up a room that, and need special air conditioning and, like, whirring tapes and stuff.
Treasury's master business file, which contains all tax data on individual business income taxpayers, likewise is written in that same assembly language code, which was first used in the 1950s and maintained on the old school IBM mainframe.
So I feel like I should have known that this wasn't written in BASIC and that it was written in assembly language. I feel like that's a piece of knowledge I should have had as a talk show host.
While the Treasury does have general plans to replace the systems, quote, there is no firm data associated with the transition, unquote, which means they don't have any time frame.
Yeah, they're just talking about it.
Yeah.
At this point, the GAO has begun to shame the rest of the government. They do that sometimes,
right.
And thank goodness they do.
So give another 50 years. Maybe they'll get it figured out.
50. That's hyperbolic. Ian, let's go ahead and say 20.
In addition to defense, the Departments of Treasury, Commerce, Health and Human Services, and Veterans Affairs reported using 1980s and 1990s Microsoft operating systems that stopped being supported by the vendor more than a decade ago. And the Social Security Administration, quote, reported rehiring retired employees to maintain its systems, which use COBOL, the computer language which was widely used in the 1970s, according to GAO.
COBOL is from the 70s. Well, my mistake, Ian. I'm terribly sorry.
COBOL.
Maybe a C++ I was thinking of.
It's also used by
That's kind of COBOL, right?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
COBOL is also used by the Justice Department in its program to provide information about prison inmates, as well as the VA, which claims, which uses it for employee timekeeping and to track veterans' benefits claims and dates of death, says the report. So, you know, once you get out of the 1970s, you still find that a bunch of these old systems are from the 1980s as well. And they're just using old technology all over the federal government. So when you see in the movies those government agents sitting in front of fancy technology, just remember
it's just the movies.
That's just the Hollywood version of government. where, you know, they can actually find criminals and, you know.
Well, I've talked to police officers that just laugh at the CIS thing where, you know, they go into some room with some fancy computer, tick, 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 and they find out all the answers. They're like, we don't have anything like that.
No.
We got nothing like that. We take a suspect in a room and we grill them.
The old-fashioned way. So let's continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to the phones. In fact, in this case, Skype, where Michael is on the line. Hello, Michael. Michael on Skype. Going once. Sounds like he's in a missile launch silo right there.
It does.
Thanks. We'll check
that. Thank you for your service, Michael.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio with you tonight. So since we're talking about the military and its old, old missile systems, let's talk about a more recent story. Chris Kyle has made headlines in the past for being some sort of sniper in the military. Yep. There was a movie made about him. I haven't seen it. I think you said you saw the movie.
I did
though,
go see it, and I felt like the movie was fair and not particularly propagandistic. I think it was well done in the sense that, you know, that whomever saw it would probably get what they wanted to get out of it. So I could see somebody who's, you know, hoorah, you know, very patriotic or whatever, getting that from the story. And I could see somebody who was anti-war getting that from the story. I felt that, who's Dirty Harry? What's his name?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood did a fantastic job in directing it, and I have no particular things to say about the movie. I'm sure that you can find somebody on the internet who will. However, I think that it's fair to say that Chris Kyle has, you know, kind of been held up as this Captain America, if you will. Not to say that he's anything like the character Captain America, but I think a lot of people sort of relate to him in that way. And, you know, when you put your treasures on earth, as the Bible says, when you put your faith in man, man will always let you down. I think that's why principles are more important. So I think that this may be an instance where Chris Kyle has let people down.
Okay.
Specifically military folks, because, well, let me read it to you.
Yeah, where's the story coming from?
This is from The Intercept.
Oh, boy.
No American has been more associated with the Navy SEAL mystique than Chris Kyle. Known as the deadliest sniper in U.S. military history, his best-selling autobiography, American Sniper, a story of honor, glory, and quiet heroism. A man, his autobiography,
meaning he
quiet
wrote
heroism.
That's what he wrote.
Yes.
Okay.
A person wrote their story and said about that story, a story of honor, glory, and quiet heroism.
Mm.
Does that sound like quiet heroism to you?
No, it sounds like someone looking for recognition.
Yeah, the self-aggrandizement. As sold more than a million copies, the movie, which is a huge, huge undertaking when it comes to books. You sell a million copies, you've done something incredible. The movie adaptation became the highest-grossing war film in American history. Does that mean that it beat out Saving Private Ryan? Seems crazy. All told, Kyle wrote in his book, I would end my career as a SEAL with 2 silver stars and 5 bronze stars, all for valor.
How humble.
Mm-hmm. But Kyle, who was murdered by a fellow military veteran several years after leaving the Navy, embellished his military record, according to internal Navy documents obtained by The Intercept. During his 10 years of military service and 4 deployments, Kyle earned 1 silver star and 3 bronze stars for valor, a record confirmed by Navy officials. I really got to kind of wonder why somebody who earned 1 silver star and 3 bronze stars. Now, this isn't particularly meaningful to us civilians, but when you're talking to people who are in the military and you say somebody won a silver star and 3 bronze stars, you're talking about an incredible achievement if you consider getting medals achievements. I mean, it's why one would need to upgrade the amount of silver stars and bronze stars that one got by 1 and 2 respectively just doesn't make any particular sense to me, unless he was just sort of caught up in the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, I find it very odd. So going on, Kyle was warned at least once before American Sniper was published that its description of his medal count was wrong. according to one current Navy officer who asked not to be identified because he was not authorized to speak about the case. As Kyle's American Sniper manuscript was distributed among SEALs, one of his former commanders, who was still on active duty, advised Kyle that his claim of having two Silver Stars was false, that he should correct it before the book was published. And I, you know, I find this all very stunning. I'm not trying to...
So how many does he have?
One.
Okay.
And he said he had two. And
one, two, you can lose count.
This is a big deal.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Adam Kokesh, we're talking about Chris Kyle. He's a former military guy, ended up getting killed, apparently, by another person who was also in the military. They made a movie about him, but Adam Kokesh hasn't had a movie made about him yet, and he probably should because he's got an interesting story. He's a former military guy who actually turned into a libertarian and a voluntarist, somebody who loves the ideas of liberty. He wrote a book called Freedom, and he says it'll empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we should be free to exercise our rights limited only by respect for the rights of others. So The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh is available to you for free by going to his website, thefreedomline.com/freedom, where you can get it online for free. Or, if you'd like, you can buy it in dead tree format on Amazon. It's Freedom by Adam Kokesh. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. We'll continue with Chris Kyle in moments. But first, Bill is in Mississippi listening to WPBQ in Jackson. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Just a little point on the Fed and the spending. Everybody wonders why they operate that way. Well, of course, there are several factors. You got to remember the $100 hammer scenario that's been kicked around for several decades.
Yeah.
And they end up spending as much as 10 times what the actual cost of something would be if they just actually order it.
Yeah, you can't find a static number that the government tends to overspend, but they tend to overspend. And they tend to overspend, in some cases, by a little. Like, I've seen local government projects go over by 50% or something like that. I've seen them go over by 20%. So you could say, you know, cost 1.2 or 1.3 or 5 or whatever when you're talking about a local event. But when you're talking national, we've seen them spend hundreds of times more than they need to on something. Then again, hospitals do something similar.
Of course. And of course, another thing that causes that is the way the feds do business is they're not going to change something unless there's some reason for them to do it. And they want something to actually cost more because that benefits a certain political constituency. And if a new system is warranted, they're not going to do it for efficiency for, you know, the general public and cost of operation. That's not the way they work. They're going to put out the bid for whatever it is. And they're going to scratch, you know, everybody's back and everybody's going to benefit except the public, which ends up paying 10 times at least and maybe even more. And every agency is like that. The FAA is rumored to only have replaced old tube-type monitors and computers in the various control towers within the past 10 years or so. Prior to that, they were maintaining old 1950s monitors in their radar. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I totally believe it.
You can't play solitaire on that.
Thanks, Bill, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Daryl is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Yes, I was, like I was telling your call screener guy, I was in the Navy for 20 years, and I will tell you, I personally was like, oh, the Navy's got the most high technology stuff. I started to find out that, you know, the technology wasn't as high. We thought, you know, some of the ships were really old. Like, when I was at my first command, we had a resident tender that was built in 1942, and there were times they were called for parts for it, and the guy would start looking up, and he'd call him back, start laughing. He goes, we ain't made parts for that in over 40 years.
Now, this was parts for the ship or parts for the computer system?
Parts for the ship itself, not for the computer.
Wow. Okay.
And some of these computer systems, like these missiles and stuff, they probably didn't expect them to be still in service 40, 50 years later. They figured they probably would have been replaced with new systems. And also, sometimes retrofitting those systems, it may be cheaper to keep it than it is to completely retrofit them in some cases.
Yep.
And with the Navy, most ships lasted about 30 years. So using your 30-year lifetime, you're looking at an old ship. And the newer ships, you know, a lot more advanced, but it was like I was on a ship that was built in 96, but it had like 80s technology where we go into the central control station for engineering plant, and that's where our power plant, propulsion plant was controlled from. And we go in and we actually had to type on, instead of having touch screen, you type on a keyboard and bring up our information. Now, they had the upgrades. They had, like, you know, touch screens and stuff like that. So the technology from one ship to another, based on when it was built, when it was upgraded, could be anywhere from 1980s to, like, you know, technology in the last few years.
Hmm. So that was, wow, it's a big range.
When you say that a ship would last 35 years, this seems kind of odd to me because I can tell you the commercial ships will last much longer. They'll be they'll retrofit them and they'll get new technology on them and that kind of thing. But you know, some of these hulls can be 50 or 60 years old in some cases and still doing business.
Oh yeah, well the thing about military ships though is the reason why they're designed so they say they'll last at least 30 years.
Okay.
They got over 50 years out of the USS Enterprise, the world's first nuclear aircraft carrier. But the problem was when she was decommissioned, she was barely able to make her last deployment because she was so old. The thing is, well, salt water is extremely corrosive.
Corrosive, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the things we do to our ships, I mean, because we're military, so our stuff happens to be high performance. And we do stuff to our ships that you wouldn't do to a civilian ship. We would do what's called a crashback. We would go full flank speed. Then we pull it back automatically to full back, and it will shake the living daylights out of that ship.
I see.
And so, like, we would do that because we're also testing the ship out to be able to do stuff. Because in battle, so you may have to do that. And then
right. I had a friend who just came back from, you know, he just got out of the military, and he was in the tank division. And he said they would start their exercises with 30% of their equipment not working and end their exercises with 60 to 70% of the equipment not working. So not only does that say that the United States isn't ready for a tank war in by any stretch of the imagination, but it probably means that no other nation is either. But it also means that, you know, they broke half of their equipment while they were out there.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I know the thing is with the Navy ships, I said I can't say anything about the Air Force or the Army.
They don't have ships.
Yeah. You know, actually, the Army's got more ships than the Navy. But
what?
They
little
have
boats?
Cargo ships and stuff like
I
that.
I see.
But what it is with the Navy, we have a thing called the Board of Inspection and Survey, and so they go and inspect the ship every 5 years or so. And say, make sure it's ready for deployment. Now, a ship can fail. Now, if a ship fails in serve, the commanding officer can get in trouble. But in some cases, the commanding officer can't get in trouble because the ship is so old and decrepit. Like you know, it's like it's like the only thing you know separating the water from the hull is the paint because it's so rusted. You know, because it's so old. But in other cases, they get in trouble because it shows that they haven't been doing their preventive and corrective maintenance the way they're.
Mm.
Daryl, thanks for the insight into the operations of the military and the technology behind it. Appreciate it. Quite a range between the decades of the various different ships there. 855, 450, free.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking old technology being in use inside government agencies at the federal government level. And it's just something to laugh about. Just something to bring home the reality that these people are not technologically advanced. They're not better off than you or I. They may have more money because they've stolen it from you and I, but ultimately the tech that they've got in a lot of cases is it's worse than, you know, probably the oldest computer you've used in the 80s or the 90s.
Don't forget that the conspiracy theory, that the many conspiracy theories ride upon the notion that the government has this amazing technology
that they just keep under wraps, and they, you know, they got it from the aliens, and so they're not showing it to anyone.
Whatever it might be, you know, there's many conspiracy theories that ride upon this notion. However, now, is this story now strategic disinformation, i.e. lies, that wants us to believe that the government is using technology from the 1970s in the form of 8-inch floppy disks? Because although it, you know, it certainly makes me not believe those conspiracy theories to some extent, it also makes me believe that the organization who must have put out the strategic disinformation, i.e. the lies, is a bunch of incompetent morons that I don't trust to do anything. This is their one job. The one job of the federal government is to protect you from the other nations.
No, it's not.
Well, that's their one job.
No, that's
as laid out in their founding document.
There is no obligation they have to protect you from anything.
Well, I'm sorry that their organization, their government organization, absolved them from their one job, but that is their one job.
Where does it say that?
The Constitution's pretty clear, like, you know, that there's funding for a Navy, that they are...
how does that mean that it's there to protect you?
Well, it's there to protect itself.
It's there to protect itself.
And and they claim at the top, right, the preamble is, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. So the suggestion is that we are the government.
That's a suggestion. But there's no evidence for it.
There's not in practicality. There's some evidence for it, sure. The evidence of we the people is, you know, the preamble of the Constitution is evidence in and of itself.
You didn't sign that Constitution.
Oh, I understand, but...
So it would seem to be that only the people who signed it would have been the ones, right?
They're all dead.
Exactly. So it's a dead letter.
Well, I'm not going to disagree that it's a dead letter. Many constructionists would agree with you, originalists.
So, the toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. You were also telling us, Mark, about Chris Kyle, who is alleged to have perhaps lied, misrepresented the amount of medals that he had. Apparently, he had one silver medal, but he claimed to have two.
Silver star.
Silver star, silver medal, whatever. He claimed to have two, but only had one.
And he had three bronze stars, and claimed to have five bronze stars, but only had three.
Only had three, okay.
Now, this, I would say... So those medals are for real acts of heroism, and it is strange to me that he would just sort of add on three medals.
Hmm.
Now, he does seem to be, or have been, a blowhard. You know, besides being pugnacious, bellicose, and grandiose, he appears to have been... You know, just a big fat liar. He got sued by Jesse Ventura for some lies there, and it was successful, posthumously successful.
He sued him after death?
Well, I believe he sued him before, and then the guy died, had an untimely death, killed by a veteran that he was taking out, doing something, from what I can tell, that was kind of nice, you know, for this guy. But he also claimed to have been, has sniped 30 people from the roof of the Superdome during Hurricane Katrina.
Whoa.
Does that sound accurate to you?
That sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it? CNBC, I got the story.
Wow.
He also claims to have shot a carjacker, and then when whatever police officer, I don't know what country this was in, so it gets very difficult to check it, to have shot a carjacker, and then dialed a telephone number, handed it to the police officer, and then got his phone back, and then went on his way.
Mm, okay.
Right.
Because he's so special?
Shows the level of power that he has.
Yeah.
You know, that we don't even need to do an investigation for you shooting this carjacker.
Huh.
And, you know, I don't know. Did it happen? We can't check it. But it seems unlikely that he was sniping people from the top of the Superdome.
Why would he be doing that?
I don't know.
Who is he sniping?
I don't know.
Looters?
Looters, I guess. Sniping looters was the notion.
Wow.
Anyway, so I guess what they're going on here in the story, I think it's worth pointing this out is that when you get heroes, well, man's always going to let you down.
There's everybody's fallible. Everybody's got a problem.
You, me, and everybody listening.
And I know I've let people down.
Yeah, right. People always want something from me. I'm letting them down. Current and former Navy SEALs interviewed for this article who agreed to speak on background because they feared being shunned by their close-knit community did not dispute Kyle's heroism in combat, but saw the inflation of his medal count as significant because they consider battlefield embellishments to be dishonorable.
Yeah.
So there's this whole thing out there of, what is it, unclaimed valor? What's the...
A stolen valor?
Stolen valor, yes. A stolen valor, this notion that somebody who dresses up in a uniform is basically the worst kind of scum, essentially.
I don't care about it, personally.
I guess I care about it some because it shows that somebody's a liar,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
You know, it's a lie. What kind of it seems to me that many of the soldier types get all bent out of shape on it over this particular thing.
Not just soldier types, but people who are like family members of soldiers,
sure,
and worship the military. They get very bent out of shape.
This thing among many army wives that they want to be saluted by the guy in the shed when they drive into the base. because you're supposed to salute the rank and not the person, if that makes any sense.
And their rank is army wife?
Well, their rank is, supposedly, if there's a sticker on the vehicle, right, so they got stickers, and so it's the sticker of whatever the stripes are, so they want the stripes on the vehicle saluted.
Oh, so not them individually. But
oh, yeah, they want it for them. But, you know, the claim is they want it for the sticker on the vehicle for the guy who isn't there.
I've never heard of this, but that doesn't...
I know, it's just, it's like this whole thing just keeps on going, and this is what I'm trying to address. Not Chris Kyle and his embellishments or whatever, because the guy was clearly, you know, an accomplished sniper and, you know, got those medals for doing whatever he did to get those medals. The three and the one, excuse me, three and one, not the five and two. But it's this adulation that goes along with it. And people want this. They crave it, as evidenced by the Army wives, as evidenced by Chris Kyle. I mean, the fact that he has these medals and all the things that must have gone into getting those medals, he then has to add stories like shooting looters from the top of the Superdome in Katrina. And it's just this craving for this. I'm going to call it patriotism, because that's what I find it to be. I find it to go along with this, the admiration, because if you've got patriotism usually, when you start hunting it down, it's the adulation of not just the military, but specific members of the military, those that are particularly good at protecting us or whatever. And to good at protecting us means killing, right? Now, you'd have to go a long way to claim that somebody since 1945 or whatever really have that most soldiers since 1945 have done much protecting. There might be a few handful of unsung heroes that have protected the nation, but not much since 1945. This kind of clawing worship of these people seems sad, I guess, and I'm
trying to address
it. They've
been trained that way. They've been,
sure they have.
Americans have grown up believing that these people are heroes.
Well, in every country,
a zillion war movies that make them always out to be heroes in almost every film.
The soldiers often respect the other guy's military too. So there's this. This is every country. This isn't Americans.
There's badge bunny types who want to have sex with people who've done these things. 855-453-855-450-3733. Yeah, the uniform, the power, the influence, the prestige. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Stolen valor. A lot of people get really upset about the idea of someone who was either in the military lying about the things they did in the military, or someone who was never in the military lying about being in the military. And as it turns out here, Chris Kyle, who is this big hero for a lot of people, turns out he might have been lying about the things that he did while he was in the military. Mark, you said that the number of medals he actually had, according to somebody who knows these things, was less than what he had actually represented as having.
Right. He claimed to have 2 silver stars and 5 bronze stars. He had, in fact, 1 silver star and 3 bronze stars. A Herculean effort, but for some reason he felt he needed more.
Could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repair, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason? LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. So, Mark, you just sort of wanted to generally talk about the idea of stolen valor and the fact that there are, you know, so many people who worship the military, basically, and you know, they look at these people as infallible heroes. I imagine a lot of those folks are pretty crestfallen, having heard the news about one of their biggest, most recent heroes.
Well, I think that the news for Chris Kyle has been coming out for some time. His tall tales have been, the source of news for plenty, quite some time. It's mm-hmm. This isn't anything particularly new. I'm looking at a story here from CNBC that's dated 2015, mm-hmm. February 2015, and, these things were sort of well known.
Well, the more attention you get.
He sold 1 million books.
Yeah.
Besides winning a silver star, earning a silver star, whatever the terminology is for that, being awarded a silver star, he sold 1 million books, which is an amazing thing. And a very popular movie is based on his life.
And the more attention you start to receive, the more attention you're going to get from people who are critical of you, the people who are going to check your claims.
Yeah, the more attention that Free Talk Live receives, you can believe that people are going to come after us.
Yeah, that's true. So was that pretty much it, or was there more that you wanted to throw out there?
I think that really comes down to, you know, that brings the story. I mean, it goes on. The story bolsters its own.
You got the details.
Yeah, we've got the details.
All right, so if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know somebody who has represented themselves as having been in the military, but in point of fact was not, and you want to relay that story, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, the I wonder about the stolen valor thing. Because on one hand, I can see this person's a liar if they would go through all the trouble of representing themselves, especially if they dress up in a uniform, right? They've gotten themselves a uniform in some way, shape, or form, and they present themselves as somebody who's won a medal or whatever. Then I can see why somebody would want to point out, hey, this person's a liar. You know, it's good information to know.
Especially if it's getting them into parties or getting them, relationships.
Free cup of coffee at McDonald's or whatever,
getting
right?
them on an airline first or whatever.
One of those perks. Things. But at the same time, I think that people can take it too far with the whole stolen valor thing. People do take it, in many cases, too far. This adulation that goes. And two, you know, if some kid buys some medals at a yard sale and puts them on his old dilapidated jacket, this isn't stolen valor, people. It's just somebody who's got some decorations and stuck them on a jacket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So,
well, it depends on what you're doing with it, I guess.
Right. Are you representing yourself in that way, or, you know, have you just got some medals that somebody's selling?
So if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go over to Greece, where the Associated the Associated Press,
Freudian slip,
is reporting on the latest out of Greece. We actually probably haven't talked about Greece since we had Chris Cantwell on the show. So it's probably been like a year.
He did seem really interested in Greece.
Yeah, and he was doing a good job reporting on it. If you recall, there was a situation in Greece where they were basically looking at being ejected from the European Union. Yeah. And this was because they were defaulting on loans, if I'm recalling correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong. They were defaulting on billions of dollars of loans. Wasn't it hundreds of billions? I don't know. It was a lot of damn money. And they weren't paying their loans off from the EU, or these member nations, if you will, within the EU. And so they basically were told by these by their creditors, hey, look, you're going to need to do this austerity stuff. You're going to have to start cutting services. You're going to have to start cutting blah, 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 so you can pay our loans back. And
one might see why they would want them to do that.
And the prime minister of the country, Alexis Spiras, Tsipras? Yeah, Tsipras. He's actually still around, so he didn't.
I thought he'd gotten canned or left or something.
Right. Somebody else left. It was the finance minister who ended up leaving his job. So here's the AP report from the latest in Greece. They're raising taxes, by the way. We'll tell you about that. Alex Spiras, or Tsipras rather, doesn't wear a tie, but a growing number of his critics do. The left-wing prime minister won a vote in parliament early Monday that will help, or rather heap, more taxes on a dwindling number of Greeks able to pay them. Whereas previous protests against austerity cuts drew violent street demonstrations featuring hooded youths throwing firebombs, this time it suited middle classes, professionals, who are revolting. Lawyers, in particular, are leading what's been dubbed the necktie movement, with a strike that has closed courtrooms since mid-January. Effectively, no one in Greece can get a divorce.
The lawyers are on strike?
That's right.
Wow, what a topsy-turvy, crazy world they live in. I've never heard such a thing.
I haven't either. No one in Greece can get a divorce, inherit property, sue for wrongful dismissal, or carry out any transaction that requires court approval. Only criminal cases nearing the statute of limitation are going to court, as an enormous backlog of cases has pushed trial dates back as far as 2032.
Sorry.
More than 200,000 trials have been postponed in Athens alone. At the city's main court complex, criminal suspects in handcuffs, police escorts, and smartly dressed lawyers gather around a canteen that sells toasted sandwiches and iced coffee, waiting hours for their new court dates. Athens lawyer Thanos Kouslos says self-employed professionals like him will feel the most pain, as new measures will increase monthly pension contributions, taxable income, and levies on services. He says,
yeah, the monthly pension contributions are just the government. They're just going to take that money anyway.
An average lawyer, he says, will lose half his income and won't be able to survive, he said, speaking in an empty courtroom. Every part of society has been affected by these measures, including groups once considered to be privileged. I think it's a good thing they're demonstrating, he said. Prime Minister Tsipras, age 41, was elected on a pledge to scrap austerity, but he was forced by bailout lenders to abandon his position, to receive more rescue loans for Greece, and a promise of better repayment terms needed for the economy to pull out of recession. So he was elected but on a message of, well, we're going to forget about this austerity and we're just going to keep spending. And so the people who elected him have inevitably been disappointed by him.
I can tell you there are plenty of people on the left that truly believe the best method to get out of this sort of situation
is to spend their way out.
I mean, it's ghastly. It's just amazing. It leaves me agog. Hey, look, this isn't the United States government. Keynesian economics doesn't work with the Greeks because they don't print the money.
Right, which is why he became beholden to their creditors and ultimately had to reverse his position and take some austerity measures. Shortly before the vote, Tsipras argued that sacrifices asked of the Greeks would finally pay off. He told lawmakers, quote, spring may soon be over, but the real spring for our economy lies ahead of us. We have turned the page of history.
Man, he sounds like some kind of Soviet.
Under the new measures, taxes will be added to everything from beer and coffee to gasoline and monthly internet charges. Sales taxes will increase across the board, and the government created an automatic austerity mechanism to safeguard future budget targets beyond its own term in office, and bailout creditors were even given seats on a new privatization committee with expanded powers. So taxes going up all over the place. That's going to help the economy.
Well, no, it won't.
The measures pave the way for Eurozone finance ministers to approve the release of a new batch of bailout loans when they meet in Brussels on Tuesday. The creditors will then address the next vital issue for Greece, how to lighten the burden of repaying its mountain of bailout loans. And they're about to get more of them. 855, 450, free. Throw some more coal on the fire, because it's going to keep going
until
they burn out completely. 855 450 free. More about Greece. You can give us your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Coming up in hour number three, this is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.